Well, as many of you may know, I had a first career. I was originally an educator. I was a special educator teaching in Virginia public schools on the elementary school level. And the last 2 years I taught regular fifth and sixth grade in a Catholic school. And it was on one day that I was putting up the bulletin board for the upper elementary hall that I heard the words of St. Paul in Scripture very strongly, right when I was involved in that task. When Paul says, "Now is the appointed time. Now is the day of salvation." And that is when I realized that I was being called to the priesthood. Up to that point in my young adult years, I had been trying to seek the Lord, to seek the Lord's will in my life, to try to be open to whatever that might be. And I sought to strengthen my faith through daily reading of Scripture, reception of the sacraments, and daily prayer. And so my faith eventually enabled me to see the path that the Lord was calling me to take. And today in the gospel, we hear about another call. We hear about this man, Bartimaeus, who was seeking the Lord, just like I had been. He was seeking the Lord, calling out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus called him. Do you know, I love the words in the gospel that the people around Bartimaeus said to him. They said to him, "Take heart, rise, he is calling you." And what impresses us as we hear this text is the alacrity with which Bartimaeus responded to that call. We are told that he sprang up after throwing off his cloak. It's a dramatic image, isn't it? It's almost like throwing off one's former way of life to take a new path in response to Jesus' call. St. Bede interprets the cloak of Bartimaeus as the mantle of our sinful habits. When Jesus calls us, we throw them off and we seek to follow the Christ. Now, all this happened in Jericho, and Bartimaeus was not the only guy that was to receive a call from Jesus in Jericho. Because in the Gospel of Luke, we also hear about a guy from Jericho named Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was by all measures a man who was unworthy to receive a call from Jesus according to human standards. But Jesus calls him by name to come down from the sycamore tree. And again, we are impressed with the alacrity of Zacchaeus' response. We read in Luke chapter 19, verse 6, that Zacchaeus made haste and came down. And the response that Zacchaeus made to Jesus' call led him to a deeper conversion. But that's another story, another text, and another homily. But there are many things that Christ may call each of us to do. Many vocations in Christian discipleship. Our responsibility is to seek the Lord every day, to seek His will for us every day, and to be ready to respond to Him when He calls us. This is why in this church we do not have volunteers. Okay? Because a volunteer is somebody who chooses of his or her own free will to do something because he or she wants to do it. We are not a group of volunteers here. We are baptized Christians who are seeking what Christ wants us to do, and when he calls, we respond. You see the difference? It's Christ's choice for disciples, not our choice as it is for volunteers. See the difference there? But today, because the letter to the Hebrews speaks about it, I want to say a few words about a very particular vocation. And that is the vocation to priesthood. First of all, it is a call, a vocation from God. It is not volunteer work that men take upon themselves to do. And the priest is called to be mediator between people and God. Now, don't get excited. This does not mean that every Christian does not have direct access to God. Yes, they do. Every baptized Christian has direct access to the Father through Jesus. Every baptized Christian in his or her personal life and prayer life. But in the assembly, that is the church, and in the sacraments, which are all public by nature, the priest acts in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, and in persona ecclesiae, in the person of the assembly or the church. The priest is appointed to act on behalf of the people in relation to God. In other words, when the assembly gathers, somebody has to have the orders to lead the worship and to say the prayers on behalf of everyone present. So that is how the priest acts in persona ecclesiae, in the person of the assembly. But the priest is himself beset by the weakness of fallen human nature, so he is in union with other men and women. That's why he can act in the person of the church, which is composed of men and women with fallen human natures and weaknesses. And so, as our second reading says, the priest is to deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward. Now, who are they? The ignorant are those who sin without knowing what they do. The wayward are those who sin and they know exactly what they're doing. And the priest is like everybody else, sometimes among the ignorant and sometimes among the wayward. But the priest also acts in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, distributing the graces of the sacraments to the faithful. Christianity is an incarnational religion. That is the distinguishing feature of our religion over other religions. We are an incarnational religion. And since Christ came to us as a man, so Christ continues to come to us through human beings who are called by God for that purpose. Now, Christian priesthood receives a lot of its cues from God's design for priests as expressed through his word in the Old Testament. Reading the book of Exodus, chapters 28 and 40, in its description of the priesthood, we read that priests are consecrated and anointed. And so it is true for the priests of the New Covenant. They are consecrated through the sacrament of holy orders and anointed with sacred chrism on their hands by the bishop. In reading the book of Exodus, we see that God wanted skilled tailors and artists to make sacred vestments for the priests to wear. These vestments were to signify, as the book of Exodus says, the dignity and magnificence of the vocation to priesthood. Because these were the men who were consecrated and anointed by God. Thus, the vocation to priesthood. Men consecrated and anointed to represent Jesus Christ, but men who are still in need themselves of salvation by Christ. And so, church, let us pray that men who are called to the vocation of priesthood will be ready to respond to that call with faith. And please pray also for all of us priests who, despite the dignity of the vocation, are still men beset by human weakness. Amen. Amen.